This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're talking to Kat James, who's best-selling author of The Truth About Beauty. And Kat is always well-informed about the issues. We see eye to eye on many things, including the microbiome, its importance, the importance of detoxification. In part one, we weighed in on the folly of the recommendation of The Lancet, world's leading medical journal, and a group of concerned but biased scientists who believe that, the solution to the world's problems is to virtually eliminate the consumption of animal protein and substitute plant-based foods. And Kat, before we get into the subject of detoxification, during the little break we had between segments, you mentioned that you're going to be facing off against vegan advocates here in New York. You want to give us a little
information
about
that? New York one in November. This one's going to be Boca Raton, Florida on the 2nd and 3rd of February. I could use some conscious omnivores there to support me because it's also, you know, it's a dangerous thing to humans, not just a myth that it's a problem for the environment and this big harmful myth, which people have no idea how devastating it'll be to the human population and to our minds, where brains are made up of cholesterol and we need DHA, we need all the long-chain fatty acids and all the B vitamins that we're not getting. You know, it's incredible, but I am facing off with some major icons in that area. So if people want to catch that, I think it's the Double Tree in Boca. That's where that's at.
And that information is going to be on your website, informedbeauty.com?
They can just send a comment at informedbeauty.com, and we'll tell them exactly. It's not posted there, but it's New Life Expo.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, they can go to New Life, yeah.
Okay, so let's tackle the subject of detoxification, which we touched upon in part one. I recently designed a detox protocol, including various supplements that help to support detoxification, included among the supplements. I mean, it's not the one-stop shop for detoxification, but it's an important adjunct to detoxification. That's RegActive. I believe it's called Liver and Detox. And so, what would you suggest if people say they want to do, I don't know, 3 days a week, up to 10 days of detoxification? Well, how should they go about it?
As I said, mine is a pretty unconventional view of detox. So for me, it's not about juicing, and that would actually throw me out of my most efficient state. Everybody is a little different. Their metabolic thresholds are different. So some can tolerate more of that than others. I had an eating disorder history, so I can't. So for me, detox, or what I call austere.
It could actually stimulate, kind of rekindle these sort of funky ideas about food that many, many tens of millions of people have. If they don't have an overt eating disorder, they're susceptible, right?
Absolutely. And fasting is a problem for those vulnerable people. Fasting probably started my eating disorder and has started the eating disorders of dozens, if not even hundreds, of the people that I've worked with over the last 25 years. But what I call the Tarzan type, who's never had an issue with food or addictions, can do the fasting and be benefited by it. So it's not everyone is not the same there.
Exactly. So, you know, when you detox, like paleo and like keto and like many of these words, low carb, it's a word that's been co-opted. It's been appropriated by slick marketers. And if you go into the average health food store, you know, health emporium, you're going to see tons of detox products. And so some of them I'm pretty concerned about, because they can actually kill you. They can cause serious electrolyte imbalances if they give you diarrhea. Mm-hmm. Many of them contain laxative mm-hmm. components. Mm-hmm. They're super dangerous.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. You just want to work efficiently. I feel the same way about thermogenics. It was Dr. Ron Rosedale who pointed out to me, and he's the foremost clinical expert on hormone leptin, that he pointed out that we want to run at a low idle. We want to run efficiently. We don't want to rev things up and stimulate the central nervous system, et cetera. You know, caffeine, sugar does that. And again, metabolically challenged people are more susceptible to harm from caffeine than people who are like Tarzan types. So there's a different view. We have to be very specific on how we detox, but stop the things that are hurting you the most first. That's my view.
Get rid
of the
bad stuff.
In my book, I talk about, stopping a sweet beverage or a juice that's like mainlining sugar, for example, and stopping the prescription drug with your, doctor's supervision, but making the goal a resolution to wean down on those and find the counterpart that does the same thing from nature. Mm-hmm. And, for example, on the liver detox, milk thistle probably saved my life because I hadn't figured out the dietary thing yet. And literally, that was what I believe saved my liver from failing. That's also in the liver and detox formula, the RegActive, by the way.
Yeah.
But that is literally regenerating liver cells. And, so if someone is doing a bunch of things, they don't, their starting point isn't the same as the other. But again, stopping the greatest harm is really the best place to begin. And sugar obviously is in that, category.
So other things that support the liver, certainly there's glutathione, but the problem with glutathione is that if you take it orally, it's not that well absorbed. It's a little
right.
pricey for the amount that you get. So the idea is to manufacture it within your gastrointestinal tract using RegActive,
yep.
which is the only probiotic that I know of that actually synthesizes
glutathione.
It is glutathione.
The only one.
Yeah, so that's a remarkable
Absolutely.
Feat. I guess people just don't know that probiotics are responsible for making certain nutrients that we need, and this rare one specifically makes glutathione. So,
yeah, absolutely. And the other probiotic, if you have only, one that has the prebiotic and the postbiotic, you're making B vitamins, you're making nitric oxide, and you are doing something that can really change the whole environment for your own unique bacteria. And again, it just puts it in a class by itself.
Okay, so other things that are helpful for detox, N-acetylcysteine as a precursor to glutathione.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually
mm-hmm.
think that that's a pretty good way to build your glutathione levels. How do we know that? Well, if you take too much Tylenol, you can go into complete liver failure, you can die, or you can require a liver transplant.
Yeah.
What's the antidote in hospital? Somebody swallowed a whole bottle of Tylenol. NAC. That's my introduction. NAC was not in the field of nutritional medicine. I learned about it during my medical training before it became a popular supplement.
Interesting. And it also, NAC has a good impact on reducing compulsion,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, OCD.
Very correctly. Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be a little OCD to dig up facts like that. I guess it wasn't working that well on you.
Sure I am.
You should just keep studying and learning and, take some more NAC and then you just chill and relax.
It's a good obsessive compulsion is the research compulsion.
I have that one.
You have to trade one,
Yeah, I wouldn't give that one up. Okay, so other things important in detoxification, I think, we can mention selenium, I think. We can give a nod to vitamin C, the antioxidants. Certainly they, play a role in helping us with especially chemical detoxification. There's this
anything that makes us work efficiently. Any choice that makes your body work efficiently is a detox choice. And you can have, you could be eating meat especially the less cooked, if it's a very good source meat, the less cooked, the more easily the body digests it. So, and carbs are going to be fermented. And so that's a way to gum up your body, with too many carbs. We have fermentation that puts pressure. It can give you reflux due to pressure on the, esophageal sphincter and cause this backing up, especially that people start to feel after their holiday indulgences. So efficiency is where it's at.
And I think you also want to include fiber. So don't get us wrong. You know, when we talk about animal protein, we're not talking about, eating bacon cheeseburgers and throwing away the buns and, you know, that's it. We want you to have plenty of greens, maybe some berries. Berries have these.
You need your short chain fatty acids.
Right.
Yep.
Because the fiber actually helps you build these beneficial short chain fatty acids, as you say. And also it sort of acts as kind of a pipe cleaner for your intestines.
Yeah.
It really helps to sweep away the toxins.
It's also a great kind of time. Yeah, absolutely. And it's also a good timed release thing. I always have lots of raw greens or just slightly sauteed if it's a more mature, a harder green. But it kind of also is a timed release way. It actually interferes with some of the carbs in what you're eating, slows it down, but it also has that chelated magnesium. But it is amazing for the microbiome. There's actually some short chain fatty acids in the Dr. O'Hara's because of the postbiotic aspect of it as well.
So talk to us about the relationship between detoxification and weight. It's not as straightforward as it might seem because when people restrict their calories, they tend to plateau. But one of the reasons they plateau is, there's a set point, it's a survival mechanism. But another reason they plateau is because the toxins get released and they don't get taken out of the body. They actually poison metabolism and slow it, right?
Yeah, so there's autotoxemia if you're not running efficiently, and that's not completely, a lack of bulk to push it through. It can, a lot of things change once you are hormonally in a better place. If you're truly eating low carb and high enough fat, which isn't the case in most keto, there's too much protein, excess protein turns to sugar. And in most of the other low carb, the paleo certainly is going to be abused because of all the loopholes with all of the people who need to most avoid those loopholes, the people who have the horrible microbiome and lots of candida are going to make the wrong choices, too much tomato sauce and all that stuff. But if they would just not make those choices, then they would be able to not have to deal with the craving and the willpower that's required. So at a certain point, your amount becomes so small, if you achieve, for example, leptin sensitivity, that you're never going to overeat the meat. And that would be the greatest environmental thing of all, is if people really got into a good hormonal place.
Right, because then people would simply consume less. And, we're not necessarily in favor of, 22-ounce porterhouse steaks, every night.
Right.
Meat can be kind of a condiment, a flavoring agent used in foods, and that's what people did through the ages when meat was scarce. You know, they ate less of it, but they used it as a way of helping to amp up the appetizing effects of vegetables.
Yeah, and that's how it becomes once you get your appetite to where it should. Not by willpower again, everybody. It is completely something you can look forward to if you really all at once stop. You know, you can work up to it, but you have to get to a point. It took me a year and a half for what I can help people do in about 4 days now. But you just want to get to that point where all of a sudden you have an appetite drop off and don't worry. I mean, and with fasting, you don't want to make this happen. So fasting also can lower thyroid hormone in some people, and they can then find themselves not using any, like you said, plateauing. So forcing it through a calorie concept is the wrong way to go. Doing it through a hormonal is going to ultimately be the painless way to go. No more willpower.
So do you have tips for people who are trying to undergo a detoxification on your website at
I don't. I have information on upcoming programs and a lot of inspiring stories, whether it's PCOS or diabetes. I don't have a particular detox formula there. So what I'm putting together here, because it's sort of different for everybody. One person's detox is to focus on getting their liver back and weaning off of what they don't need to be on and getting their thyroid working so that they can actually eat. And another person's detox would be, their certain carb habit or not being erratic in their eating. And if they're a Tarzan type, it's a totally different thing. So it really is is different, but I think that stopping the worst things, getting the right, I call it Dr. O'Hara's because to call it a probiotic is just sort of silly, as we know. And then getting that glutathione at an optimal level, if you're really talking about detox, is a prerequisite. But for some people, sleep is a detox.
Yep.
Being more disciplined with their sleep, because immediately then they're not, you know, constantly having elevated cortisol, breakdown of tissue in their body and waterlogged intestines and bloat and all of the problems that come. You know, it cuts off your thyroid function as well. No DHEA and you're trying to make up for it in ways that'll never do what that sleep could be doing.
What about physical treatments like sauna, infrared,
are
you an advocate
sure.
of those forms? Because one way of getting toxins out is to sweat out the toxins, right?
Yeah, and the infrared is going to, the kind of sweat that's produced from an infrared is more broad in what it's getting rid of in your body, more heavy metals, for example, than just a typical sauna. So that's a great thing if you can do that. You can even get an infrared quilt. So that's a great point. I mean, hot baths, Epsom salt baths, magnesium flake baths, are a great thing. And if you get that concentration in the bath water of a brine bath or a, you know, an Epsom salt bath up to, competing with your own internal, mineral balance, you can have an osmotic effect and a very strong detox by doing that.
It pushes the minerals in.
Yes.
Words, you know.
Yeah.
As opposed to drawing them out, because, you know, you don't want, when the bath water is, you know, is salty, I mean, you actually draw out the moisture, but you put in the minerals.
Yeah. I learned this from a seaweed expert, this osmotic effect of getting the minerals high enough. I can't say I'm a real expert on how that works, but it's supposedly quite comparable to a real major fast. And the other thing is just detoxifying the perfumes in your house and the products that
reducing
you're working
exposures.
With.
So that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So they're environmental. I mean, it really, so detoxification really have to take a global approach to it. It's not just a matter
yep.
of going to a health food store, getting a detox tea and, you know, pulling your juicer off the
yeah.
shelf. You really have
yeah.
to look at the totality of what goes in, eliminate the bad stuff, but also
yeah.
think of that you also have an internal toxicity factory in your gut that you need
yep.
to address, because if there's an imbalance there, so yeast overgrowth, bacterial overgrowth, dysbiosis, call it what you will,
yeah.
it's going to
yeah.
create toxins and it'll burden your system.
Yep. And affect your immunity as well. And so, yeah, you can't, without doing that, you can't make up for, you know, some people work in a print shop or some people are in a chlorinated swimming pool every day and they're fighting something.
You just hit sort of a soft spot there because I'm a veteran swimmer. So, yeah.
So you're never going to, you know, let up on your internal detox and microbiome, because we know that can affect, you know, the colon and the urinary tract and all of that exposure. So
right.
you have to be careful.
I may swim in it, but I don't drink it, hopefully.
Yes.
You know, to try to avoid
but
a
mouthful. But
it
does go in. Even
yeah.
even from a shower, it goes in as much
yeah.
as you know, the drinking of it.
Right. That's
and
why
that's
people
another
use
thing.
The filters in the showers. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. exactly. I do that, and I fill the bath with filtered water, and that's another thing. In my book, I start with that, too, is just getting that water filtered, because if you forget, like you said, it's global. You can't really have a blind spot in certain areas.
Okay. Well, you know, obviously it's working really well for you. And, you know, you're a shining
thank
example
you.
Of that
well, you
transformation
are too,
process.
Sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I have to admit, though, that I was never challenged to the extent you were. So for me, it's more a matter of maintenance.
Sure.
I can't, you know, I could, you know, fictionalize my history and say I overcame some great health problem. But, you know,
right.
I've had a couple of bumps in the road. But I got to say that I'm endowed with good health. And for me, it's more of a matter of health maintenance as it is for
yeah.
me and my patients. So, you know,
yeah.
there's nothing wrong with somebody who comes to us and says, you know, look, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. How do I optimize? I think
exactly.
Many of the people who come to see you, they don't,
yep.
they're not necessarily
I admire that.
Bedraggled. You know, they don't wait
mm-hmm.
till the last moment
that's right.
to undertake corrective action. So this is really not a program for people who are sick. This is a program that I think people should undergo on a regular basis, some form of detoxification or on an ongoing basis.
Yep.
'Cause if you take
absolutely.
Some of these supplements, you'll be, you know, you'll be detoxing
yeah.
as you go through
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Yeah. I call it living without the ball and chain.
Indeed. Okay, well, great stuff. Let's mention for our listeners, spelling is a little challenging here. I always get this wrong.
Sure.
It's Dr. O'Hira, spelled O-H-H-I-R-A. There's a temptation to use two R's and one H. But if you Google it that way, it won't come up. So it's O-H-H-I-R-A. That's from the Japanese. Dr. Hira's probiotics are available online and at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers nationwide, I understand. And yep. RegActive is available online, but I also understand that they're making a special effort to keep RegActive available through FullScript, which is my online dispensary. I don't know if you use FullScript for your patients, but FullScript's a kind of convenient way for patients to order supplements. So if you register for FullScript and you search for RegActive, and I'll spell it because the spelling is a little challenging too. It's Reg, yep. R-E-G, apostrophe, capital A-C-T-I-V, and there's no E. So it's RegActive. It's available online and it's coming to a retailer near you. It by far easier to get Dr. Hira's everywhere. You can get Dr. Hira's probiotics, but the RegActive, a little bit of a special product for the glutathione content. And you can get it from your nutritionally oriented physician, soon to be available in retailers. I think it already is in some, and also via FullScript. So there you have it. That's detox in a nutshell. And again, you know, keep up the great work. And good luck in your debate against some of the stalwarts of the plant-based diet. You know, that, look, they got to look, plant-based diet, good stuff because, yeah, we need to eat those plants, but
exactly.
We can't
dictate. Another conflation of a term.
Yeah.
It's another conflation of a term. How can it sound bad, you know, plant-based, but they're inching in on no meat or little meat or taxing it, and that can't go on.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's also sort of command and control economy where ultimately the government will dictate, you know, our most innate behaviors. And if the government had got it right about diet, we probably would have, you know, about 30 million less deaths in the United States over the past few decades.
Yes, but they really haven't earned our trust.
No, for sure not. Okay, and that's the message we're trying to get at. Thank you very much, Kat James, for joining us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you, Ron. Take care.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.